In the light of providing redress and rehabilitation support to intersex persons who are victims of discriminatory and harmful practices, what are the role of and interventions of the CET? With regards to the restrictions on the blood and platelet donation, the government explained in the written replies that the National Action Plan provides for the amendment of relevant criteria predicated based on sexual orientation. Still, there are reports that gay and bisexual men are required to abstain from sexual activity for 12 months before being eligible to donate blood. Can delegation verify if such a requirement is being implemented in practice during an individualized risk assessment? I understand preparations for the external midterm review of the National Action Plan have been underway. What is the status of this external midterm review? Can the delegation share with the committee any preliminary findings if they are available? Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.